On January 8th, Jonglei Governor Dine Chogur ordered humanitarian agencies and companies operating in the state to remit taxes directly to the new bank account. Activists like David Garang, chairperson of the Jonglei Civil Society Network, says it is wrong for the state governor to open a bank account when the state government has yet to be fully established. Garang says Chagur's decision to open the new account at Ecobank violates a 2011 Financial Management Act.
Well, to really seize on that opening of the new account and wait for the government to be formed first, so that all the defunct estates of BA, Okobo and Fangap would come to Jonglei first, opening an account in Juba without the signatories from the Ministry of Finance, is the violation of Public Financial Management and Accountability Act 2011.
Governor Chagur acknowledges that on January 8th, he ordered humanitarian agencies and companies operating in the state to remit taxes directly to the new bank account. But Garang says governors like Chagur should not be the direct managers of financial accounts of the state, since they might be tempted to misuse public funds.
Politicians and political householders are not direct managers to the public finances, because one time or any time, any minute, they may be changed. And if the money is given to them, the one holding the account of the state, they may go with the money. Not only that, if anything they want to do, as they will be the one monitoring the account of the state, they might be doing the way they want. They might be withdrawing the money the way they like, without any program of the state that is meant to be done.
Some Jonglei state residents commenting on social media have also criticized Chagur's decision to open their account in Juba, saying there was no need for taxpayers' money to be paid in the capital. They also question who the signatories to the new account are at a time when the state government is not fully formed. Chagur says the bank account is meant to unify block accounts.
There has been so many PITs account that has been created by all the defunct state financial institutions. So Jonglei State has created several accounts, BA State, Okobo, Pangak, all of them, in which there has been a lot of mismanagement of public money. What I'm doing now, I want to make sure that I unite all of those accounts into only one account, so that it will be easier for transparency and also for the citizen in Jonglei to know exactly where their money is going.
Chagur says opening the new account fights corruption, noting he has already identified names of suspected corrupt officials in the state.
We have some names, but I'm not ready to give you those names right now. When that time comes, you will actually hear those names in court. And so right now we are in the process of gathering all the evidence. We want to make sure that how much money is coming in that they've been misusing, the public will know, everybody will know.
Personal income taxes for Jonglei State civil servants were previously paid through Kush Bank in the capital Bor. According to the Public Financial Management and Accountability Act 2011, the Director General for Accounts shall be responsible for the compilations and management of the accounts of the government, the custody and safety of public money, and all the resources of the government. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.